Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Travel Department. Discover hundreds of unforgettable destinations with expert local guides.
Tweet at Miriam O'Call.
Well, Liam O'Connor, fiddler, dub and director of the Irish Traditional Music Archive, is here in Studio 8, along with his really good friend Cormac Begley, concertina player, proud Kerry man and psychologist. They have a new album on the way called Into the Loam and a gig in Vicar Street on the 6th of June. They're here in Studio 8 to play a few tunes. We're going to chat in a moment all about Into the Loam, but first, this is Ryan's Rant. Was fantastic and was loved watching you there, especially you, Cormac, the way you get going. It's like magic though, because I suppose you know each other quite well, don't you? So when you get back together, is it like just picking it all up again very easily?
It is, yeah. Well, we started playing music together in 2019. I was asked to be musician residence at the concert hall. On top of my list was Liam, because I'm a big fan of Liam's music for years. Yeah. And it's a huge challenge to play with Liam. He's a world class fiddle player, and we have a lot of shared interest in music and common repertoire and shared approach to playing music. So it's an honour for me to play with Liam. I learned so much from playing with Liam, and it's looking forward to any opportunity I get to play with him.
Oh, that's lovely.
Without sounding like a mutual appreciation society, but no, it's. I think that, yeah, we would have known each other a lot growing up, because, you know, Cormac's family, the Begleys, are synonymous with music. My own family are immersed in traditional music as well. So things like the Skull Sour, Willie Clancy, and different things, we'd see each other at festivals. But I think that week-long residency in the concert hall was fantastic for us. But it gave us a chance to work quite intensely for a week, and then I think you just pick up where you left off, like meeting old friends. You know, you can, you're straight back into it musically, or even in conversation or in life.
And of course, as Liam said, you both come from very musical families, but the Begleys we all know from Cork and Green. I love watching you and your dad on the TG Car series. Beauty, the camper van. Sometimes you get both get a bit temperamental with her.
And with each other, but no, Beauty's, she's holding up well. She's parked up at home just outside Dunedin Pier. I take her for the odd drive, Sunday drive. But she's in good health. She's been to hospital a few times in the last few years.
But it's sweet when watching you and your dad going around. Like, you've obviously got a great relationship.
We do. Yeah, it's a special time. We did three series going up and around and down the country, meeting some of our friends, a lot of people I hadn't met, a lot of my friends that my father hadn't met, and to meet new musicians, singers and dancers. So, and to see the country travelling around the camper van, and especially during COVID as well, it was a special time and something I'm happy and proud to have been a part of.
Yeah, no, it was lovely. And of course, your dad, Mick, who's also a great musician, but he and Brendan are very friendly, aren't they?
Yeah, they'd know each other from, my dad's 80, well, close to 83 now. So, and Brendan, I wouldn't say, he's gone through a few decades, but they'd have great respect for each other. And there's no Dublin Kerry rivalry in music. It's much more collaborative thing, you know. So
that's kept to Croke Park.
Yeah, exactly.
But the gig in Vicar Street, for that reason, it will be really special because both of your dads are launching books the same night. Isn't that right? What are their books about? What's Brendan's about?
Well, it's a biography. It's about his life growing up in West Kerry. And it's got a lot of stories from his grandparents, great-grandparents, And it's the story about his life growing up in the Gaeltacht and moving to Dublin, being a teacher here, and then quitting teaching to become a musician, full-time singer. He did TV work, toured the world playing music, and set up festivals, and more recently has become an activist for housing and planning in West Kerry and the Gaeltacht. So it's a very interesting story, and it's an enjoyable read from my perspective, because I'm learning a lot about my father and about my ancestry as well. So he's going to launch it in Listowel Writers Week, the Sunday before we take the stage to launch it at Vicar Street on the 6th of June.
Fantastic. And your dad's book, Liam?
Yeah, it's called In Safe Hands, and it's a reflection on the history of traditional music in Dublin from the 1890s right up to 1970. So he learned music, he grew up in the Liberties in the city centre, and it mightn't seem like a hotbed of traditional music, you've the likes of Leo Rosum and Tommy Potts and Brendan Browning, a lot of people are instrumental, keeping it just about alive. So he taught, like a lot of people at the time, thought traditional music would die out in this country. And so he's documenting really the story there, that it's now in very safe hands. You know, it went from a stage where he was of a tiny minority of people playing traditional music to now there's a diversity of people from all types of backgrounds, able to go to classes, able to buy instruments. So the tradition in a broader sense probably never been as healthy as it is. And I think my dad's generation, I'm sure Brendan as well, they would have, at a different stage in their history, would have thought that that's going to die out, you know. So, it's a historical narrative, but it's a very positive story to tell.
Now, I love your new album, Into the Loam. How did you decide what tunes to put on that, both of you?
I guess from just sitting down playing together, and I don't know, like we play different instruments. I play bass and baritone, treble concertinas and piccolos, and Liam plays viola and fiddle. So we're looking at tunes that kind of resonate with us and our different temperaments, and that were suitable to our respective instruments. And Liam comes from a great tradition of musicians and huge repertoire of tunes. And even the access to the ITMA, the Irish Traditional Music Archive, and we sourced a few tunes there. And we tried a lot of different takes and learned a lot of tunes, and we kind of distilled it down to the tracks on the album.
Yeah, we wanted to get a balance between kind of darker sounding things and then some more lighter, brighter tunes. So it's going to move from dark to light, across the album. Yes. Yeah. And that the title Into the Loam actually was an expression one of your former colleagues here, Tony McMahon, had. He was describing Cormac's music as it's going into the loam. And it was just an expression that kind of stuck.
What does he mean by that?
I think it meant like kind of burrowing deeper into a kind of inertiness or grittiness. So maybe in that Ryan's rant, you know, would have given us, I suppose, a verbal green light to go musically, take more chances and to go into maybe the subconscious and a darker sound, you know.
We're all influenced by everybody we've played with or met, and often when you're playing, you can, well, I try and connect to the meaning of the tune. Like, these tunes go back hundreds of years and have had personal meanings for everybody who's played them, and you're trying to connect the meaning of that tune to your own lived experience or your experiences, and to be honest, as honest as you can with that. But going into the loam or into the subconscious, you're I think of my uncles, I think of my aunties, I think of my father, and generation stories about people in the past, lots of musicians, young and old, that I sat down and played with. And that all influences every musical decision you make when you're playing.
And do you think it complements your musical talent and what you play that you're also a psychologist?
Well, I was a researcher. I did a PhD in research looking at adolescent masculinity and the pressures and expectations placed on Irish men. But I do think a lot in terms of developing your own personal style musically is very similar to how you develop as a person and develop your character. And a lot of it's to do with choices and the availability of choices. And so I think they're parallel in a lot of ways.
And on that, Liam, I'm just going to ask you about the Irish Traditional Music Archive. But, you know, you talk about choices that you make. Do you think back, both of you, when you think of the older generations of your families and that, you have much easier choices in a way. You have far more choice. A lot of people had very difficult lives.
Yeah, we're in a really, like, in the history of humankind, like, we're in a really privileged era, and long may it continue. But yeah, I think in terms of musical choices, yeah, like, we've more, you know, we've more technology in our iPhone now than a recording studio in the 1930s in New York, where immigrant Irish went and were recorded while their siblings had stayed at home, weren't recorded. You know, even rare manuscripts from the 1790s, you know, they're on, available online, and you can print them out and scribble on top of them and work with them. So that tune, say, O'Neill's March, you know, that people, your listeners will maybe recognise from Jack Charlton, Give It a Last Jack,
yeah,
or
absolutely.
If it's played, you know, at a wedding or by the Horse Lips or Sean O'Rea that we'd associate. But that tune goes back to the 1790s and was ancient then, composer unknown. So these tunes we're playing, we're trying to give them a contemporary edge that's truthful to what we feel about them. But at the same time, they've functioned emotionally, psychologically for people for hundreds of years. So there's many, many fingerprints in all these tunes. So that kind of, that idea around Into Loam is kind of trying to tap in maybe into that collective subconsciousness of people who have played this in the past. Mm. But yeah, to get back to your question, like, we've so many choices to make, and there's so that can be difficult too as an artist too, because you've so many sources and you can get in a muddle then. You've too many choices, or if you, like Cormac said, you got to be honest to how you're feeling at this moment in time and how your interpretation of the tradition is. Try to add something to it.
Similarly, do you think back in the generations that went before you in West Kerry?
Absolutely, yeah. I think my grandfather and grandmother who used to sing, and my grandfather on my mother's side is a dancer as well. The Baileys are also often mentioned, but the O'Connors, my mother's an O'Connor, and it's nice to be sharing music with a fellow O'Connor. But yeah, I do think back. I love going and listen to a lot of the older recordings that are available. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. And of course, in the Irish Traditional Music Archive, Liam, you've a drawing from the Well concert in the National Concert Hall here in May. Cormac is in that, I know. And it's also going to go to France, is it?
Yeah, we're delighted actually travelling to La Philharmonie in Paris. So one of the most prestigious venues in France, and it's sold out two nights in a row about a year ago. So we're delighted, because we put in a lot of thought. Like, the Drawn from the Well series is to connect artists with archive material to inspire. And so we put, you know, about 10, 15 artists on stage at the National Concert Hall. But it's lovely to see that going to an international audience, because there is a big interest. We're one of the only countries in this part of Europe that still has long living folk traditions, you know. So a lot of the rest of Europe, their traditions haven't survived as strongly, you know. So we're in a lucky place here in Ireland.
Now, I'm going to mention your dates. And since you mentioned O'Neill's there, I'm going to ask you to play that. Actually, I'm going to get you to play it, and we'll play it out of our show today, which would be great. And in the meanwhile, you're going to play another set of tunes for us from the album. Which one is that?
We're going to play Carmel O'Mahony Mulhairs.
I want to remind listeners, Liam and Cormac, when you go get ready to play, that you're in Vicar Street on the 6th of June. Your album is going to be launched on the same day. And Cormac, you also have two solo gigs in Vicar Street on the 26th of April and in the Cork Opera House on the 2nd of May.
Yes.
That's brilliant. Yeah. And Drawing from the Well will be in the NCH National Concert Hall on May the 20th. Thanks so much for being my guest.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
You're so lucky, Cormac, to be heading back to beautiful West Kerry. I'm jealous. This is Carmel O'Mahony Mulhairs. And that's it for today. I've only time for one text. It's from Roisin. She says, one of the best gigs I ever attended was an outdoor gig held in Cormac Begley's Uncle Seamus's field on a warm summer evening. Cormac played for a few hours, explaining all his different instruments. Unforgettable.